Now they're a lot closer. I think now the reason it might sound a tish brighter over on the 2.6 is because there's that high frequency noise in there with you. I think they're a lot closer now.
Okay. So de-emphasis. I'm a little confused today with this. So de-emphasis cuts down the highs, right?
So in order to overcome transmission losses, we pre-emphasize transmitters. We boost the highs to account for the losses in transit. Then when they get to the receiver, we de-emphasize. So we boost them up, transmit them, and then we de-emphasize in the receiver. So the boosted receive, the boosted highs, when it comes into your receivers, needs to be de-emphasized. But as you can see, you play around with those a little bit because you've got two places you can do de-emphasis, and a couple of places you can do pre-emphasis in the transmitter, you can do pre-emphasis in the all-star node, and you can do de-emphasis in both as well. And then is the person that's talking pre-emphasized? Now, if you're just using your handheld, chances are it's pre-emphasized somewhat. There's a push, although every radio is a little different. But yeah, in the receiver, you have the option of de-emphasis, where it's going to cut the highs, or turn that off, and it will not cut the highs. And that's the only choice you have on your receiver there on the repeater. But you also get to make that adjustment in the All-Star Simple Tune as well.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Now, I'm also thing on the transmitter side, to me it sounds a little muffled. So I probably want to turn pre-emphasis on for that then, right?
Yeah, you can certainly monkey with that, but yeah, that would be, that would then reinsert the highs on the transmitter side without affecting them on the receiver.
Yeah. Now, do you know where is that?